This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and let's not forget the Stanley Cup. Tampa Bay Lightning, too. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America here and around the world, too, by the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way. We're on Parler, at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. And don't forget, you can check out our website at any time by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the hard rock of Detroit, Michigan, Ron Edwards. Good morning. All right, let's get these guys to quiet down. There we go. They're making too much noise outside my window. They'll wake up everybody in the hotel. But then again, they're going to work, too. So anyway, okay, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a breaking news story coming out of Iraq. Rockets were fired at a base housing U.S. contractors. We don't have any reports of injuries. We do understand that five rockets were fired. Iranian militia groups were probably responsible for that, and that's all we have at the present time. But that's something that's happened just in the last couple of hours. Now, I want to mention something to you, and then we'll go from there. You ready?
Sure.
We know that communists and fascists began infiltrating our nation back in the early 20th century, and we know they declared that our culture must be eradicated and our faith in God broken for a totalitarian socialist state to rise out of the ashes of a free republic, correct?
Correct, absolutely.
We also know who opened the door to this contagion and left it wide open. Who caused the plague to spread to a point where it's now infected the whole of our society and our culture, now unrecognizable to anyone over 50 years of age. You want to know who it is, in my opinion?
Go for it.
The United States Supreme Court.
I would concur with that.
I'll tell you why. There are three decisions that they made, the Supreme Court, that turned the entire nation from a God-fearing, faith-based society into a proverbial, secular free-for-all, a perfect host for a communist-fascist takeover. The first one was Engel versus Vital in 1962, affirmed in 1992. That was the decision that ended prayer and Bible reading in schools. That's the first one.
Well, I think before that you had the Stokes trial. I believe, which...
I'm not going back that far. I'm starting with that one, and I'll tell you why, because I got two more, and I'll mention them right now.
Sure.
The second one is Roe v. Wade in 1973. Because much has been written concerning this abomination of a court decision when it simply, what it simply did was reduce the child in a mother's womb to a thing, a choice, a medical condition, and that kind of really, really turned things upside down. And then the last one was in 2015 in Obergefell versus Hodges. The Supreme Court decided in favor of same-sex marriage, a further assault on our dignity as a Judeo-Christian nation. It was the evaluation of the union between two people of the same sex to the right of marriage, a sacrament of the Christian church, a holy union. In other words, devaluing the state of matrimony the church considers holy by couples scripture considers unrepentant. Now, I'm reading that article. I'm reading that article. It came from Stand Up America U.S.
Well, one cannot argue against that, you know, truthfully. I think it, you're very spot on that. I would add a few other decisions and a few other things that happened historically.
Mm-hmm.
But from a legal standpoint, I think you're spot on there. And those did dramatically affect our republic horribly. So, and we're reeling from it to this day.
We sure are. Now, what do you think about Joy Behar when she comes out? Of course, Joy Behar is from The View. I really think that she's really lost her mind and needs to take a vacation somewhere. She said Antifa is a fictitious idea on the show yesterday.
Yeah, I saw a clip of that because I don't watch her, but I did see a clip
of
that. Yeah, I wasn't amazed. I was going to say I was amazed, but I wasn't. I wasn't shocked or anything like that because I've heard many statements of hers through the years that are equally as asinine as that one, and so it's just one of many such decisions. You know, things that she has said about these issues.
Now, are you familiar?
Something she said yesterday about New York State.
Mm-hmm.
About Cuomo, and she said, well, God, I hope they don't get rid of him.
Yeah, we'll get into that on the other side here, but here's the deal, folks. This is breaking news coming out of Israel. Bible scroll fragments were found in a artifacts dig in the Dead Sea. How about that? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mysterious Talk Show Guy. That gave me that nice liner. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. The MDX has had a more new rigid body now with double wishbone suspension, and it comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. Now, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats, front leather seat massagers as well. And boy, I'll tell you what, that feels fantastic when you get that going. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the best in the industry. Your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors. They're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that will save you money. And we got a big event coming up at Moss Nissan at their store up there in Newport Richey on the 27th with free food and a lot of great fun. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. Right now, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning.
All right. Now, Governor Cuomo seems to be obsessed with the size of some of his body parts. And an ex-female aide was giving testimony yesterday, 120 pages worth of it, over a four-hour period, when she says she was sexually harassed by him with what he was doing, trying to do, to her.
Yeah, one piece of the information indicates that he was kept being preoccupied with the size of his hand and what the large size of his hands indicate, whatever that means.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Cuomo continues to try to return to the business of governing the state of New York as one of his sexual harassment accusers. As you said, she met with more than 4 hours
right.
with investigators working for the state attorney general's office. So this thing, I know Mr. Cuomo is in a way happy to continue to focus on this situation with the women coming forth and all of that, because if you compare this to what, in my opinion, he should be really getting in a big heap of trouble for, and that's the thousands and thousands of people that died because of this knuckleheaded decision to put sick people in the nursing homes who are sick with the Corona virus. And it caused many, many, many thousands of deaths in nursing homes. And what makes it even more egregious is the fact that he did that after receiving from President Trump a huge ship that would have held thousands of sick patients.
Correct.
And they could have gotten cured there. But he decided after receiving the ship, screw that, I'm going to stick him in those nursing homes, because he did not want Trump to get credit for doing something, by the way, that he had even requested. This guy is a wicked piece of work, and this is what they should be focusing on instead of just these female allegations. And I think they're doing him a favor by focusing on these women, hoping that's all he'll be in trouble for, because, by the way, I don't think he's the only Democrat that did something like this,
no.
putting people in nursing homes. And you know, things like
your governor up there in Michigan.
Yeah, Whitmer, she did it. And I think there's another one, but I know those two did it. And so it's like, well, if he gets in trouble with that, he may point at her and this, that, and the other. So they want to cover this up with a bunch of female allegations. And I don't think it's going to stay that way, but that's what he's hoping for anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink, went a little bit further in describing the border disaster. She laid a little bit of blame. She called it a big problem. It's a big problem. Oh, yes, it is, but it's a big... She must have said big problem 10 times in her press conference, but she would not use the word crisis.
Well, no, because her boss... created the crisis. There
Let's
was
see,
no crisis.
Her boss, Valerie Jarrett?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Okay. Because it wasn't Biden. He doesn't even probably know what time it was.
But whomever the boss was caused the crisis at the border. By the way, I'm willing to put it all on the line here. It was caused on purpose.
Yep.
There was no reason. There's no logical reason for there to be a crisis the way it is. They made the decision to call these people and track them up here with certain decisions, certain announcements, and they are there, man. And the wall was 95% finished. The only thing you had to do was finish it out and to protect our country from this onslaught of people. By the way, the Democrats did one thing, proving that the Corona China virus may not be that big a deal. You know why? Because they've allowed illegal border crossers that they know that have it, just to let them freely.
They're turning them loose
into our country.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hey, and they've been together. They've been in close quarters, not that 6 feet away, which I think Dr. Fauci's now talking about three feet, whatever. You know, and big deal, but. These people are wicked, wicked, wicked beyond belief. They're trying to kill this country, Captain, literally.
You're right.
How do you kill a country? The best way to do it is keep its borders wide open, let her fill up with all kinds of people from all walks of life who do not have any appreciation for our way of life, who have no intention of assimilating into our republic.
No, they're not going
Americans.
To. Yep.
Yeah.
They're going to get...
They're here to change it.
Yep. They're here to get what they can get for free.
And to change it, too. Mm-hmm. To change the flavor of our society. In fact, they want to help Coca-Cola change society. Coca-Cola's telling people, hey, don't be white. I mean, people are really getting retarded in this country, Captain.
By the way, are you still drinking Coke?
I've never drunk that crap. I did
until they did that, and I haven't had a Coke since.
Yeah, I haven't drunk soda for a long, long time. stuff is bad for you anyway.
Oh, it's not that bad. But anyway, okay. let me run something else by you here. Nigeria, ISIS is still churning it up over there. And it's not just ISIS. Boko Haram, the Houthis over there in Yemen, obviously they have their motives in place. Now, we are trying to get our troops out of Afghanistan. We're trying to get our troops out of Iraq. We'll never leave Iraq, unfortunately. Afghanistan, I hope we leave there, but it looks like we're going to have somebody there. But Africa now is flaring up again like it did before because we're not paying any attention to it.
Right. The change of administrations from one who was making deals and through respect getting changes all over this world, by the way, you're going to see even more flare-ups like this. You know, the bad guys know that they're free to roam now and just about they can do just about anything they want to do, wherever they want to do it. What's really cracked me up is the fact that the Biden administration, whomever in the administration, have been reaching out to Kim Jong-un, and they weren't getting them. He wasn't answering the phone.
You got to do a little bit more. You got to do a little bit more to get it in there, you know.
When I read that, I just cracked up. I mean, the guy doesn't even, there's no respect for this administration, and you're going to see more belligerent behavior by China. Of course, in the Middle East, and it's all because of a lack of true leadership in this country, and they're not putting this country first. They're not putting this country in a position to be strong against their enemies. Decisions that are being made by the higher-ups now in the military to water down standards.
And finally, we got about 30 seconds, if that.
Sure.
Several forensic efforts experts have told USA Today sports reporters that the available evidence now in the case of Tiger Woods indicates that he might have fallen asleep or was inattentive when his SUV went right over the bank and down the side and rolled over several times.
It's possible, but I think the police already said that he was not drunk or had not had any.
None of that, but it looks like because he was rushing to get to where he needed to be, it looks like he might have fallen asleep.
Yeah, well, that happens. People do fall asleep.
Oh, I know, and that was a terrible road to have that happen on because of the hairpin curves that were there. Okay, well, we will
be alive.
We will get you your Edwards notebook here. Maybe I'll play an extra bonus tomorrow for you, but. If I can do it, I think I can. All right, so you have a great day, my friend, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and don't forget about him. And you can go to theronedwards.com. That's the website. In the meantime, right around the corner, we've got that little terror of the seaway, the one that likes to really get into it and get going. And we got a special song for her today at her request.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California, who led a delegation of 12 GOP members on a tour of the border in El Paso, Texas Monday, blamed the influx in border crossings and apprehensions on the Biden administration's immigration policies and decision to stop the construction of the border wall. The Senate has confirmed Deb Haaland, a member of the Laguna Pueblo tribe in New Mexico, as President Biden's pick to lead the Department of the Interior. Haaland's confirmation marks the first Native American to be appointed as cabinet secretary in history.
Three people were killed and six injured Monday morning when a driver drove into pedestrians near San Diego City College in California. A 71-year-old driver in a Volvo station wagon veered into the sidewalk under a bridge around 9 a.m. San Diego Police Department says the driver stopped and attempted to render aid to the victims. He identified himself to responding officers and was detained on suspicion of driving while impaired. USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Brooke Emery when she decides to call my number, is being brought to you by Two Guys Gun Shows. And Two Guys Gun Shows are back, and they're better, bigger, and better than ever. They'll be back this Saturday and Sunday down in Port Charlotte at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. So stop on by down there. And don't forget that you can take a look at the most modern, up-to-date guns, tactical equipment, military surplus, as well as private collections that Two Guys Shows embrace. Now, trade-ins are welcome, and you can meet me, the captain, Saturday at both Largo, or I'm sorry, Port Charlotte. And then, by the way, they're coming up in Largo here in a couple of weeks. I'll be there for that. So, twoguysshows.com. Twoguysshows.com is a website. You want to go over there and you want to sign up for the concealed carry class or do whatever it is you want to do. Ask any questions and they'd be happy to answer them for you. Twoguysshows.com. Well, I wonder where my little friend Brookie is because I had some music I was going to play for her. Okay. Now, while we're waiting for her to call in, and I guess she will and maybe she won't. Who knows? Don't know. I want to mention... You heard that story. Well, there she is. Okay. All right. She's waiting because she's trying to get this going here. So, Brooke Emery on the phone, Brooke Talks America, and this is her entry song. She's rocking now, I can tell. What are you doing? This is called You Got Another Thing Coming by Judas Priest. That's a heck of a song you picked there.
That's right. Good morning.
Yes, it's that too. Let me turn this down here because I've been waiting for you to call.
I'm glad you said that. I'm sitting there going, oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, you were trying to figure out what I was going to say next, I guess. But anyway, let's get right to what we wanted to talk about here. Joe Biden is planning on the largest tax hike in decades to finance his big old wish list of spending, and the details are now emerging about it. We're going from 21% to 28% on people making over $400,000. And it might not sound like much, and you might go, oh, that's okay, those are people out of my tax bracket. Really? Well, how about the guy running the Mom-Pa store doing $1,000 a day, your corner drugstore, and all you need is $1,250 a day worth of business times 365, and guess what? You're sitting at $400,000. You're in that 28% bracket.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great if maybe the bubblehead from the Bronx knew anything about economics. She could explain this with her economics degree from
the bartender.
BU, obviously.
The bartender.
Oh, yeah. People don't – it's just evidence that – I was listening to Chris Murkowski before, Ron, and it's like it's just evidence that people don't have a clue.
Nope.
They don't have a clue what's going on. The small business people, that's why they voted for Trump. Okay. And the irony, you said, so they're going to, for a little segue, they're going to bail out the $1.9 trillion everybody has to understand, that was to bail out and reward the states and cities that shut down their,
correct,
shut down their states and cities in order to hurt Trump's reelection. Because everything about 2020 was all about that. Okay. So the California teachers as well. Right?
Yep.
But this is the second part of killing small business.
Mm-hmm.
But the irony is that all the people that claim that they want to raise taxes, the left brought back the SALT deduction for the blue states.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really want to raise taxes. They wanted to make sure that their people in the blue states got to deduct as much as possible for their wealthy people. So it's all a fraud. It's only, I wish we had like two parties in America. I wish there was like this other political party that could actually fight back against this stuff. But apparently that's not the case.
By the way, we're going to talk about little Dr. Fauci. Are you ready? Wait a minute. Just say yes.
Always.
And now, riding his white horse on your radio dial, it's little Dr. Fauci. Oh, boy, here we go again. How'd you like that one?
No. You need the clown, the circus music for that.
No, because little Dr. Fauci thinks that he's a royalty or something here. But we all saw the guidance from him when he talked about back in March of 2020, oh, you're not going to need masks. And then we started talking about double masks. And then we talked about I don't know what. And now we're back to get this. Well, it might be okay to be 3 feet apart instead of the 6 feet.
I can't with this guy. Here's the reality. The guy's a celebrity now. Okay, he doesn't want this to get better. I talked about this on Russia. He doesn't want this to get better, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to say that we can go back to normal because that would make him irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
So, he is a clown. He needs to be tried at The Hague for crimes against humanity. That's mm-hmm. a fact. This guy he's evil. I'm sorry. He's evil. And it's a complete joke. There's a hysterical meme out there, though, where he's actually wearing the box of the mask.
Yeah.
So we're in Cuckooville, and, I can't say it on the show, but there's something that the people do to the picture of Fauci that they worship him as a god. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Well, meanwhile, things in Miramar are totally out of control. Martial law just isn't helping the situation. Rioting's ramping up. Apparently now there's some torture going on, too, that we're hearing about, and they're trying to get to the bottom of that, and they're just not talking.
Yeah, well, wasn't Myanmar Hillary's one great accomplishment that they got the vote there?
Yeah,
it didn't work out
so
well.
The old Burma.
Yeah. It apparently didn't work out so well. So now she's 0-0, of course, because she did get the reset button. So
yeah.
I can't.
Okay, now let's talk about the Washington Post, the newspaper, because Donald Trump came out yesterday and got into it pretty good with the Washington Post, what he had to say, and the Washington Post had to retract and apologize the story that they made up quotes about him that, by the way, were used in the second impeachment trial.
Yeah, well, here's how it works, and this is why Rush was so incredibly poignant all the time. Okay, he talked about the drive-by media.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. They tell the story on page one, right, on all the front, the negative story, and then they retract the story however many days later, weeks, months later, on page 19, where nobody reads it. So, of course they did that. That's about as shocking as that, you know, that water is wet. Now, the question is whether he can do anything about it. And the problem with him, obviously, is that he's not even, you know, he's not on any platforms yet. So he can't say anything, and the masses know. I don't know what the remedy is for this. Again, I wish we had a political party to oppose the Democrats and the media on this. So apparently we'll have to wait till the next lifetime for that.
Well, by the way, it's time for a circle back report here. You ready?
Circle back!
Alrighty, there we go. A little Jen Psaki circle back music there.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
that's hysterical.
Yeah, she's hysterical. Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink, went further on describing the border disaster, laying blame, but she called it a big problem, not a crisis.
Naturally, they're not going to call it a crisis. This is one thing I think may actually hurt him. And so that everybody knows, right? I know your audience knows. Like, when we say Biden, you know we're not talking about Biden, right? You might as well just say Obama. Obama, Jarrett, and Rice.
Yep.
That's who's running the country right now, not him. But yes, this may actually be something that hurts him, because people don't want this. This is, you know, Ann Coulter, for all of her craziness lately, she has always been hammering this. She says, we keep vote. It's like the transportation tax in Hillsborough. We keep voting against it. They keep shoving it down our throats.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're here. And this is the Great Reset invasion of America, just like in Germany with Merkel. So he said, come on in. And they came. And they got the T-shirts and everything.
Yeah, they do. They're coming across the border with
with Corona.
Yeah.
Yay!
That too.
And that's part of the plan, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, you need to watch out, because if you have a red county, they're bringing them to your county.
Yeah, I heard that, too. All right, hold on. We're coming back. All right, Brooke, we'll be right back with us here. We're going to take a break. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, the best at what they do, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 8-foot-tall Uncle Sam and the American flag, too, right out in front of the store. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, and unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So if you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, give them a call if you want to have them come to your house and take care of your service, just at 941-922-2345 to set up that appointment. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save you a bunch of money. All righty. Here she is again, Brooke Emery. I wasn't going to give you the Ron Edwards slur.
Huh?
I was, you know, the Ron Edwards slur, you know, the big.
Oh, no, that's for Ron. No, that's special for Ron.
Yeah, I did a Brooke. Brooke.
Yeah.
Okay. How about Joy Behar from The View? I really think.
It sounds like you're burping.
I really think that she really needs a little bit of help. We know liberalism is a mental disorder, okay? But she said yesterday Antifa was a fictitious idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if there's anybody, think about this. Two of the nastiest creatures on the face of the planet, her and Joy Reid, are named Joy.
Oh, yeah.
They need to take those names back. No. Yeah.
Call them Joyless. Joyless.
They are. That's what I call them. I started to call them both Joyless. I was assumed that the people in Portland, you know, don't agree with that idea. I mean, these people, she is so, you know what? Everybody ought to troll her. If you're on Twitter, I got kicked off naturally. if you're on Twitter or Facebook, you should just send pictures of Trump to her. Like, troll her all day with pictures of Trump laughing.
How about sending her pictures of Ivanka?
Whatever. No, Trump. No, Trump really gets her. Okay, because Ivanka's just an appendage of Trump, right? So, like, no, seriously, because she's so insane, these people. And Sunny Hostin, too. She's another one. She seems much more, you know, sedate, but she's also enraged. So between the two of them, I would troll them all day. It's hilarious. Just say, you know, it's these people are so ridiculous, you know. I don't even know.
All right, well,
get a life.
Let's go to Minneapolis because we got our friends up there. Hello, George. Hope you're doing well up there in Minneapolis. Former officer Derek Chauvin, Minneapolis PD. The jury pool now has reached 9. The trial selection's continuing. And then yesterday, the defense lawyer finally said he wants a change of venue.
Well, way to be on the ball there, buddy. Like, you're going to get a fair trial in Minneapolis. Here's the reality. From what I understand about that situation, it's their policy to put the knee on the neck or the back or
you're
however
right.
they have
you're
it.
Right.
Okay.
You're right.
So if it's the policy, the guy is not going to get convicted if it's the policy. So let me tell you, America, they can put the razor wire around Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
The whole country is going to burn if this guy doesn't spend the rest of his life in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, so get ready for, you know, 2022.0. And, you know, go check out some of my articles because I wrote an article about vigilante justice. Because what's going to happen, honestly, is that they're going to allow all the people that Soros has all over the country, they're not going to prosecute any of the Antifa people or the BLM people. They're going to let them maraud all over your county and all over your city to make trouble over this situation. So he's not going to get a fair trial. It's going to be the Rodney King riots all over again.
And you have,
all over the country.
And you have your website, BrookTalksAmerica.com, where you put your articles.
Yes.
But we now have a little section on the homepage of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, and I very much appreciate that. So we have interaction, and I'll post them there as well.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, join the club.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, join the Brooks Brigade.
Yeah.
At some point when I have enough people, it'll be brigades, plural, okay? But it's Brooks Brigade. See, Captain Matt has his army.
Yep.
I have to have my own posse, so it's the Brooks Brigade.
Yeah, well, you were going to announce today what you were going to do, so there's the announcement.
Oh, and I'm going to have merch, too, so maybe you get a challenge coin.
Uh-oh.
I know. Everybody better step up their game.
Well, with me, you get a pen. All right, so you get a coin. Holy cow.
Yeah, I was looking at tens of microphones, and I thought, that's not really going to look too good for me to hand those out. But it's a little, you can look online and see what I'm saying. But anyway.
Yeah, I've seen them.
So, yeah.
All right, well, you know, the Marines kind of tore into Tucker Carlson for what he had to say about the women Marines and the flight suits and this, that, and the other and all stuff. And now they've had to backtrack after a big fallout for attacking Tucker Carlson. And apparently the unit is currently reviewing their internal procedures. Now, I thought that was stupid to begin with because I didn't think he attacked them. All he did was do a news story.
Well, he was mocking them, and here's the thing. Mm-hmm. So you can't mock the left. But this is the thing. People need to be, your audience is going to be very upset. My audience was on it. All of our audience are going to be upset because they know what's going on. This wokey-woke in the military is an extremely dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm.
You had a guy who should have been fired the second they saw that video. Well, he's out there mocking Carlson, saying, well, you can't say anything about that if you haven't served. And then there was a guy in the Space Force who said something. People in the military are supposed to be apolitical, so you can't come out and mock anybody, some talk show host, even though he's the biggest, you know, he's the most important talk show host there is. That's why they're going after him, for saying something like that. So that's a big problem. If that was Trump, you know, something would happen. But it's really scary, to tell you the truth, that we have that many wokety-wokes in the military. That should terrify everybody. And that's something really to die, a hill to die on, no pun intended, because that's got to stop. You cannot have people that are high level in the military that would be willing to make a video mocking a reporter in that way. Unacceptable.
All righty. Well, you're going to hear something here in a second.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we're getting to the end of the segment here, so I just wanted to take you out with a little bit. You got another thing coming, and it's Judas
right.
Priest, and that's your little segment song.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will talk to you next week. If I don't see you in between then, have yourself a great day, my dear.
You too. God bless you. God bless the truth.
All right. Thank you. And that's Brooke Emery from Brooke Says, and that's her little outgo, her little song, You Got Another Thing. And that's going to be what you're going to hear with Brooke. When you hear that, you know it's going to be her. So there you go. All righty. Now, I want to mention before we have to go here a couple of different things that are coming up here. If you're around on March the 27th up in Newport Richey, I'm going to be doing the Moss Customer Appreciation tailgate party at Moss Nissan up there. And I'm going to be there from noon to 3. And we're going to have the Tailgate Pro Entertainment truck there, which is the big flat-screen TV that you see in the parking lot at the Bucks games and the grills that are there to cook and all that sort of stuff. We're going to have an appreciation day. Moss is going to provide food for the folks. Come on up there. You'll get a chance to take a free ride, test drive in one of the vehicles of your choice, whatever you want to drive. No strings attached. And by the way, I will have with me $500 savings coupons. If you're interested in buying a vehicle, I've got a $500 discount coupon to hand you that goes with the deal with the car. So, March 27th, noon to 3, Moss Nissan, Newport Richey. Be there or be square. Now, also, you folks down in Bradenton, coming up April the 13th, Tea Party Manatee, which I was one of the original members of years ago, is having its 13th anniversary, and I'll be the master of ceremonies that night for the group. We're having a great time. We'll be at the Mix and Fruit Farms Pavilion. That's the area out back with a gazebo and a little stage and all that stuff. And Sam Sorbo is going to be there, featured speaker, Sam Sorbo. She's got a radio show, the wife of Kevin Sorbo. I understand we may have a surprise guest or two. That's all I know. I can't tell you anything else. And I'll be there as well, emceeing the event, and I'll also be talking a little bit. I won't give a lot of talk because I want to hear what Sam Sorbo has to say, because she's really a sharp cookie, knows her stuff. All righty. That's the program for today. Hope you enjoyed what you heard. We had a lot of fun last night, a lot of callers, a lot of new participants. What you want. So you guys have a great day. Stay out of trouble. Stay out of harm's way. Remember, this show is all about we the people. We the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. Let's start acting like it. Let's take our country back. The time is now. God bless America. I'll see you all tonight on the Radidio.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.